faster than the eye. The bruising logger's illegal block goes unseen at the second chopper defense man closes in.
Huh? Huh? Huh?
Alas, now you see it. No, you don't. Then, as Big Shark's receiving teammate draws the undivided attention of the alert enemy goalkeeper. Go for the goal, Henri, while I take out the opposition. Henri whips out a sizzler, headed straight for its mark. But equally determined, goalie is ready and waiting, and waiting, and waiting. Nothing gets past me! Nothing gets past me, logger! But the iron strong arms chop his legs from under him like a two-handed axe falling a tree. Oh! Big Jacques picks up the puck and shoots it into the net.
Hi, I'm Martin R. Howell for CKUW 95.9. I'm reading you a comic book. This is Comic Book Radio Theater. Now let's get back to our story.
Again, Big Jacques' sneaky foul is hidden by his huge bulk and lightning speed. And its first score for the loggers. And a first timeout casualty for the choppers. Blasted! Tommy! He was our best goaltender! Who do we got for a substitute?
Against Big Jacques? Nobody! 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 Nobody!
Nobody good enough.
I ain't good enough. More than good enough to take on Big Jacques.
Where did he come from? And when do you get lightning out of clear blue sky?
Who is he? I don't recognize his voice.
What's the difference?
He's gotta be on our side. And right now, we can't be choosers.
The decision is made by the choppers. The ghostly goalie with the mask of death. He is in.
Ho, 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 ho! Another innocent lamb for the slaughter!
So, play is resumed. The loggers get the puck again, and after some dazzling ice work.
Ha ha ha! The field is clear, newcomer. Now it's just you and me. Now we see if that death mask hides one dead pigeon. Ha ha ha!
The duel of giants is on.
confident in his massive strength and speed, Big Jacques contemptuously whips the puck towards his silent, stoic opponent. A shot. And a save. Again. A shot. And again. Another shot. And again. Shot. And again. And again. And again. And again. And again. A shot. And again. A save. And again. And again. And again. And again. Moving with the cool precision and icy calm, the gigantic goalie returns every assault with spectacular speed.
Sucky Blue! He is everywhere, all at once!
Everywhere, all at once!
Like he's not even human!
Now! You're finally... You've met your match! You've finally met your match, Jacques Le Duc! Our game really begins!
And once more! The fast-racing current under the ice swiftly carries the shattered restraining barrier downstream. Followed instantly by...
Mon Dieu! What is this? We break away, float free!
Free? Free, Big Jacques! To finish an unfinished contest begun years ago!
A contest begun years ago? Who are you, anyway?
I am the Avenging Blade of Justice, returned to Earth for one purpose! But I will grant you just more justice than I receive! A sporting chance to live! To live! To live! To live! To live! To live! Only if you get the puck past me and score! Do you live?
And if not, death head!
And if not, death head!
And if not, death head!
And if not, then you die! Die a miserable death that is due to you!
The puck, it's heading for the edge of the ice floe. I must stop it, or it's offside, and the game is over!
But at the brink, the speeding puck hits an invisible barrier wall and caroms back.
You see, the puck is back in play! I give you a fighting chance!
Sucky Blue, he plays mysterious games, but there is an unseen wall. Then Big Jacques uses it for his advantage.
Cunningly. Reversing his direction, he heads directly for his waiting opponent.
but in a split second, reverses. He back sticks the puck away from his direction of travel.
I feed you your own poison, death head. Death head. Death head. Death head. Death head.
Another sizzling impact with the invisible wall. Another carom. Another carom again.
Nice try there, Big Shark. But I did I not make myself clear before? No one alive can get past me. Unless you want to die. Die trying.
We will see, Deathmask, who loses head before this match is over. You or me? You or me?
Big Jacques, with his hockey stick, goes and takes a big swing at the skeleton-faced goaltender. He chops his head off, practically.
Now, let's see who loses head first.
Try again, Big Jacques. You cannot behead a man who has no head to lose.
They go over the waterfall.
Ho, 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 ho. The last laugh is mine.
Ah!
It is over in moments as the icy waters close over two figures clutched in a deadly hold. All that survives is a grinning mask of death, bobbing on remorselessly on the currents.
Vengeance is mine! My vengeance is complete! Jacques Leduc, son of the partner who murdered me! Now, I can rest in peace!
You are listening to Comic Book Radio Theater on CKW 95.9 FM. We do this in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. All right. You have just listened to a reading of Strange Sports Stories, number 5, June, the year 1974.
Get it on, say, get it. This is Kaya.
And this is Meg, and we're Plum Vision.
And you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
And the prince's name was Harvard. He lived long ago in the kingdom of Mir. And like all young princes, who had reached their 18th birthday, he was in search of a quest. A dragon to slay, or perhaps he had found the goal of his search in the Tower Maiden! I can see her! I can see her! Charger!
I can see her!
Charger, my steed! She's far away, but her beauty radiates a glow I can feel from here. I must have her, for from this day I promise that there will be no other woman for me but her.
She can be yours, boy, if you're willing to fight for her.
To fight for her.
Come from?
Never mind that. Just follow this stream, and it will take you to a path up to the tower. You do want her, don't you?
Yes, of course. Thank you. Thank you, old man. I hope we'll meet again.
We shall. We shall sooner than you think.
The old man turns into a demon. The youthful adventurer had not ridden far when a strange movement in the stream has caught his eye. Look! Look! Charger! My dragon steed! How weirdly the water bubbles!
How weirdly the water
I see nothing
bubbles.
In the stream to cause... Good Lord! Good Lord! Good Lord! Good Lord! Trickons!
Like effort, Harvard throws off the clinging monster and plunges into the thick of their herd until...
I was right in the water. I've immersed myself in. They are merely spirits. It is the air which solidifies them.
Agreed.
I am suspicious of such a partnership, but I do agree. I do agree. I do agree. I do agree.
For hours, they climb together without any incident. But then...
Here they come, my prince. Use your sword! Use your sword!
Egads! Their heads are demonic!
Keep mighty God Prince. We are nearly at the peak.
And now I drop my sword! My sword!
My sword! My sword! My sword!
Do not let their claws latch onto you, or they will hold tight until they drain you of all your blood.
All your blood. All your blood.
I can't keep them on. I can't keep them off much longer. Their teeth are as sharp as sword blades.
We are here now. We are there.
Ogre, I thank you so much. For truly, you have been a friend. And now, I must continue on with my quest.
We are on the same quest, for I, too, desire the Tower Maiden.
You! But I cannot let you take her!
I knew that you would try to stop me. Therefore, arm yourself!
Arm yourself! Arm yourself! Arm yourself!
I cannot! I lost my sword defending you from those vampire bats!
That's too bad! Too bad!
But as Ogre the Demon takes a run at Harvard, he springs in the air. Harvard ducks down, and the demon flies over him, going over a cliff and falling many, many miles down. The proper assumption is he would be dead.
A shame, Ogre, but you did bring it on to yourself.
What is this commotion all about?
Stand fast, old man. I have learned to be suspicious of everyone. I want the girl in the tower.
The girl? Very well. You may have her. Follow me up the stairs.
Who is she? Have you kidnapped her, or is she perhaps your daughter?
You could say that she is my daughter, for I did create her. As I created all my wax statues. I put her on the balcony only to dry.
Wax! Wax! What do you mean I've gone through all this for a wax figure? Oh well, I'll take her anyway. I'll stick a wick in her head and use her as a candle.
You are listening to a reading of The Many Ghosts of Dr. Graves, number 65. April, the year 1978.
A story sad to tell, a teenage ne'er-do-well, most mixed up, non-delinquent, on the block. Your future so unclear now, what's left of your career now, can't even get a trade in on your smile. graduation day for you. Beauty school dropout. Missed your midterms and flunked shampoo. Well, at least you could have taken time to wash and clean your clothes up after spending all that dough. The doctor fixed your nose up. Baby, get moving. Why keep your feeble hopes alive? What are you proving? You've got the dream, but not the drive. If you go for your diploma, you could join a steno crew. Turn in your T's and comb, go back to high school. Beauty school dropout. Around the corner store, beauty school dropout. It's about time you knew the score. Well, they couldn't teach you anything. You think you're such a looker, but no customer would go to you unless she was a hooker. Baby, don't sweat it. Cut out to hold a job. Better forget it. Who wants their hair done by a slob? Now your bangs are curled, your lashes twirl, but still the world is cruel. Wipe off that angel face, go back to high school. Baby, don't blow it. Gotta be going to that malt shop in the sky. Beauty school dropout. Go back to high school. Beauty school dropout. Go back to high school.
I'm living in your love. shadow dancing on the sand of the floor.
I'm Kyle, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Perfect.
Yes.
We'll be right back. I'm Nyla. You're listening to CKUW.